This is a picture of daily life at the Macedonian-Serbian border. Tens of thousands of migrants of all ages have arrived. Many are ill or injured. Their immediate needs are clear: shelter, food, medical care. Most are Syrians. Europe must respond to the migrants in a more cohesive way, says Michel Gabudan, president of Refugees International.
The European borders must remain open to people who seek protection. Now, I know that in the movement there are people who are not refugees and they need to be screened out. But let's not forget the majority of them, we have these from the UN, etc., do come from Syria, do come from Iraq, do come from Afghanistan. Most of them would qualify as refugees.
Reka Semerkeni, Hungary's ambassador to the United States, says the main problems are traffickers who are making money on human suffering. Hungary was the first European Union member to increase border security measures and was accused of treating the refugees harshly. But Semerkeni says the government has a responsibility to protect the common European border.
At the same time, we understand that those countries that have taken the largest part of the burden, Lebanon, Jordan, Turkey, where the largest numbers of refugees are in camps, we have to provide for them and we have to help them also to be able to support those people who are there.
Johns Hopkins University professor Daniel Server says the best way to deal with the refugee crisis is to stop the flow of people out of Syria and Afghanistan. But he acknowledges there is no quick solution.
The refugees have found a path. That path may be closed here or closed there, but one way or another they will find their way to those countries that are willing to accept them. Fortunately, Europe needs some of these young, educated workers. So I think Europe just has to get used to doing something that America got used to a long time ago, which is accepting immigration, not resisting it.
Many European countries face aging, declining populations, like Server Christian Odenhall of the Center for European Reforms says the migrants could help ease the brain drain of young professionals from the Balkans and Europe.
The refugee crisis, of course, poses a challenge, but also it has the potential to help Europe or parts of Europe solve their demographic problems. It depends on to the extent to which Europeans will be able to integrate migrants, particularly into the labor markets.
Germany expects up to 1 million asylum seekers this year alone. And the world's seven leading industrialized countries, along with the Gulf states, have pledged $1.8 billion to help with the migrant crisis. But life at the border crossing for many migrants moving across the Balkans toward Europe is still anything but easy.